John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. Are you the Messiah? Hear the word of the Lord. In verses 1 to 10, we looked at Jesus' statement, I am the gate. In verses 22 to 30, we focused on Jesus' statement, I am the good shepherd. Now, in verses 22 to 30, the third section of John chapter 10, we will consider the question the Jewish leaders asked Jesus, are you the Messiah? The Pharisees demanded he tell them plainly whether or not he was the Messiah. Jesus said to them, yes, I already told you who I am, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. Jesus shifted the question from, are you the Messiah, back to the topic of the sheep and their shepherd. In the section 12 to 21, Jesus said he is the good shepherd. In verses 22 to 30, Jesus refocused again on the sheep and their shepherd. It is important to see that throughout this chapter, Jesus returned to the topic of the sheep and their shepherd. In a normal debate, someone might say, hey, you're not answering the question we asked. This was not a normal debate. Jesus, the Son of God, was trying to speak into the souls of people who were opposing him. One of the key verses I listed was John 10:27. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This verse defines who Jesus' sheep are. The Pharisees could not hear or understand Jesus' words because they were not his sheep. We must be Jesus' sheep to hear and understand what he is saying to us. However, because we are sheep, we will experience Jesus, our shepherd, leading us and speaking to us. So let us prepare our hearts again to hear the word of the Lord by acknowledging Jesus as our shepherd, the Messiah, and the Son of God. Let's pray. Jesus, you are our shepherd, and thank you that we are your sheep. You are the Christ, the Son of God, who came to save us. We trust you to lead us and to speak to us today. Give us a deeper understanding of what it means to be your sheep and of how we can follow you daily. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of his word. So John 10:22-30, are you the Messiah? Verse 22, it was the Feast of Dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was walking in the temple in Solomon's porch. Between verses 21 and 22, there is a break of about 2.5 months from the time of the Feast of Tabernacles in October to the Feast of Dedication in late December. This was not one of the three official feasts people were required to attend in the writing of Moses. It was instituted by Judas Maccabeus in 165 BC to commemorate the purification of the temple after it was profaned by Antiochus Epiphanes. This festival is also called Hanukkah. It lasts for 8 days and is a time of great rejoicing. It is also called the Feast of Lights because the Jewish people light candles and lamps in their homes to celebrate the occasion. Verse 24, the Jews, therefore, came around him and said to him, how long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly. Why did the Jewish leaders demand an answer to their question, if you are the Messiah or the Christ, tell us plainly? The Jewish leaders want Jesus to say that he was the Messiah so that they could accuse him. In their minds, it was an act of blasphemy for an ordinary person to say, I am the Messiah. Verse 25, Jesus answered them, I told you, and you don't believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, these testify about me, but you don't believe because you are not my sheep. As I told you, why are people who are not his sheep not able to understand or believe Jesus? The Pharisees demanded that Jesus tell them if he is the Messiah. Jesus said to them straightforwardly that they could not understand because they were not his sheep. They were not connected to Jesus or committed to him. Their hearts were closed to Jesus, and they could not receive his words or believe in him. That was the issue. They could not understand or accept Jesus as the Messiah because they were unwilling to believe in him and to follow him. He had done the works of his Father, like the healing of the man who was born blind. They knew that Jesus had healed the blind man, but refused to open their hearts and acknowledge that this was God's work. Jesus continued answering them in verses 27 to 30, again by talking about the sheep and the shepherd. How does this relate to their question, "Are you the Messiah?" The Jews were expecting that the Messiah would come and establish his political reign on this earth. They thought that the Messiah would drive out the Roman oppressors and rule the whole world from Jerusalem. Their understanding was quite self-centered. They missed the heart of God, and therefore their understanding of who the Messiah would be was flawed. They did not understand that Jesus came first to die for the sins of the world and to establish his spiritual kingdom on earth. This kingdom is made up of sheep and their shepherd. It is made up of people who know Jesus, follow him, learn from Jesus, and are becoming like Jesus. We experience the kingdom of God by being his sheep and by following Jesus, listening to him, trusting him, and obeying him. The Pharisees and Jewish religious leaders could not imagine that the Messiah would be a shepherd who would die for the sins of the world. They did not understand that he came to establish an intimate relationship with his sheep. I believe that Jesus will come back to this earth and establish his glorious kingdom on this earth. However, I think we often make the same mistake as the Pharisees in thinking that heaven and the future kingdom of Christ on this earth will primarily be a political system that is better than what we have now. My view is that the manifestation of the kingdom of God on earth and in heaven will be founded on sheep and their shepherd. We will experience the kingdom of God now and in the future through our relationship as sheep with Jesus, our shepherd. Jesus continued to explain more about his sheep and about the relationship he had with them in verses 27 to 30. Verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." How can Jesus' sheep be identified according to verse 27? Several times in John 10, Jesus talked about the intimate relationship he had with his sheep. He said that they would listen to his voice and that they know him. Below are a few examples. John 10:3, "The sheep listen to his voice." John 10:4, "The sheep follow him because they know his voice." Verse 14, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Verse 16, "They too will listen to my voice." And then verse 27, "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." So Jesus stated again what he had repeated earlier, "My sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." This is a plain and simple definition of Jesus' sheep. They know Jesus, hear his voice, and follow him. I want to point out again that Jesus' words in this verse are in response to the Pharisees' question, "Are you the Messiah?" Jesus kept turning the focus back to the sheep and the shepherd. They asked, "Are you the Messiah?" But Jesus was asking them a different question, "Are you my sheep?" They were trying to accuse Jesus based on their theological understanding of the Messiah. However, they did not understand that God wants us to know him, to hear his voice, and to follow him. It's all about relationship with him. They did not understand that our relationship with God is like that of a sheep with their shepherd. If sheep do not know Jesus, do not hear his voice, and do not follow him, are they truly his sheep? Well, suppose there were many sheep in a pen in Jesus' day. Then a shepherd comes and calls to his sheep. Some of the sheep hear his voice, hear the voice of their shepherd, come out of the pen and follow him. What can we conclude about the sheep that did not come out of the pen? They did not hear his voice and did not follow the shepherd. It is clear that those sheep do not belong to the shepherd. I think the same is true today. If a person does not hear his voice and does not follow Jesus, they are not his sheep. They may know a lot about the Bible and can explain theology, but they are not his sheep if they do not follow him. This does not mean people are saved by works. We are saved by knowing and trusting Jesus. It's about our relationship with him. Of course, people make mistakes and wander sometimes, just like sheep. But if they never follow Jesus and don't know him, they are not his sheep. I have shared my definition of what it means to be a disciple of Jesus as follows. A disciple is someone who knows Jesus, follows Jesus, learns from Jesus, and is becoming like Jesus. This is very similar to how Jesus defined his sheep. We should not complicate this. Jesus didn't. True followers of Jesus, people who are truly his sheep, know him, hear his voice, and personally follow him in their daily lives. This is what it means to be his sheep and his disciples. Now let's read verses 27 to 30. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give eternal life to them. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. So what are the blessings and benefits of Jesus' sheep from their shepherd? These four verses include many wonderful promises and blessings for Jesus' sheep. Jesus hears his voice. Jesus' sheep know him. Jesus' sheep are led by Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Jesus' sheep are cared for and protected by the Good Shepherd. Jesus' sheep have eternal life. Jesus' sheep will never perish. They won't go to hell. Jesus' sheep cannot be snatched from Jesus' hand or from the Father's hand. These verses describe our relationship with him. Jesus leads us and speaks to us. He knows us and we know him. We are safe and secure in Jesus and the Father's hands. No one can snatch us away from him. The Father is greater than all wolves, false teachers, false shepherds. And Jesus and the Father are one. If you are Jesus' sheep, you are safe in his hands. He will lead you, protect you, and keep you from the attacks of wolves, false shepherds, and the evil one. Our job is simply to remain in that love relationship with him, to trust him, listen to him, and follow him. There is much to think about in John chapter 10, but I think the main purpose is that we understand that Jesus is the good shepherd and we are his sheep. He said in verse 27, again, my sheep hear my voice, I know them and they follow me. Knowing him, trusting him, listening to him, and following him are the main focus of our lives. Don't get sidetracked, even by important theological questions. We are safe and secure in Jesus and the Father's hands. We have eternal life in him. No one can snatch us out of their hands. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing us into relationship with you and with the Father. You are our shepherd, and we are the sheep. We want to know you, to hear your voice, and to follow you. Help us to understand this relationship as sheep with their shepherd daily.